Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, along with my buddy co-host Kurt Crosby, we are simulcasting on your radio, filling in for Joyce Reilly at the same time as doing our own show live right now. And I'm telling you, we've got a lot that we've talked about. Just a quick summary on the first hour of the Power Hour, if you can listen to the rebroadcast of the on-demand version of the Power Hour. Sam and Kurt boldly stand against forced vaccinations. We talked about parents are now confronting one another on the playground over vaccines. Pediatricians are now pushing back against parents who won't vaccinate their children. New propaganda term called anti-vaxxers. You see, you're like a birther, you're like a truther, you're like an anti-vaxxer. And they say now new research shows that kids who are given vaccinations have 22 times the likelihood of an ear infection, 22 times the rate of ear infections. Wow, that's significant. You can't. What reason manipulate that away very easily? We talked about the agenda-driven lamestream press headline, measles keeps rising. Should we tax, shame, or jail vaccine deniers? Mainstream press articles, they're talking about parents suing parents who won't vaccinate their children. There's an all-out full-court press to be hostile to the vaccination objectors, if you will. Sometimes they're called conscientious or medical objectors. Now, Rand Paul went on, CNBC, and said he's for vaccination choice and that people ought to be able to choose. It's called freedom. But then he tweets a photo of himself getting a booster vaccination jab. Has Rand Paul lost his mind, ladies and gentlemen? Anyway, we rounded out hour number one with listener calls. Second hour, we had on Shane Harger, our guest. Shane gave us a court case update on his scenario. Him and his family are doing well. We talked about gold bars. I guess they're at an Indian school in the lockers. They found a bunch of gold bars. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Rand Paul says, if you fly a drone over my house, I'm going to shoot that sucker down with my shotgun. We also talked about Planned Parenthood, racist pro-death organization celebrating Black History Month. Sam wisely says, I'll support anybody's History Month. I'm all inclusive. I'm no respecter of persons. I'll celebrate Black History Month, White History Month, whatever you want. No problem. 13 million African Americans murdered or babies aborted since 1973. That's more aborted in New York in 2012 than were born. Wow, we also talked about Tom Brady, a white guy, giving a MVP, most valuable player, truck. He won a truck. He gave that to Malcolm Butler, a rookie. But a white guy gave a black guy a truck, which I'm fine with, by the way, because race doesn't matter. However, my question to you is, what if a white guy received a truck from a black guy? Would that be okay? I don't think so. I think they'd say, why on earth would we ever give white privilege a truck, for crying out loud? Now, I think Tom Brady was a nice guy, and I don't think color weighed in. I just think he gave a rookie a truck to be a nice guy and to try to spread the wealth and the love and the support. And I commend him for doing that. I'm not downing him for doing it. I'm just saying it's very interesting how this white-black divide is being fostered and promoted by government, by Barack Obama, and by Eric Holder, and by Al Sharpton, which is like a quasi-NGO kind of government manipulation. David A. Clark Jr. wisely called that, hey, you're race baiting? Why don't you go back to the gutter where you came from? Saying, we're not going to tolerate that. It's based on your hard work and what you can achieve. You have the opportunity to dream the American dream. Are you going to work hard and take advantage of it is the only question left. And are we the American people going to fall for the divide and conquer liar, or are we going to stand together for liberty? I pray for the latter. You are listening to the Power Hour. Sam and Kurt on your radio, filling in for Joyce Riley, reminding you 20% off on many products. Please go to thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. The Power Hour on GCN.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tight, we're going to join Power Hour. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on the Power Hour, simulcasting with Liberty Roundtable Live. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. This is the broadcast for February 5th, 2015, and thanks for being alongside for the ride. It'll be educational and entertaining, to say the least. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use, coming to the table. We talked about vaccines, first hour. Shane Harder on second hour of the Power Hour. Third hour, Sheriff Richard Max coming up. He's dropping off one of his grandchildren at school, and he'll be right with us in a couple of minutes. Meanwhile, you got to get a big old buenos dias from Kurt. Huh? Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things to talk about on the radio, Kurt. It's amazing. And I think this topic is kind of fascinating. I guess NBC is in the news. I don't really understand. There's like MSNBC, there's like CNBC, then there's NBC. What on earth is going on with these BC, I don't know, affiliated cartels? What, media cartels? What's going on around here?
Yeah, the BC part's usually broadcasting company, and so then they always stick, you know, something ABC in front of it, you know. But in this case, NBC's kind of in the news, Sam. They're big shot talking news, well, not Babe in this case, but talking newsman, is a guy named Brian Williams. And, you know, I mean, this guy is, well, he's pretty smart and all that stuff, but he seems to have forgotten the fact that he was flying on a helicopter a while back, and this is back in 2003, flying on a helicopter, but he got confused and thought he was on the one that took a hit, took some shots from the ground. He just kind of made a little mistake there, and he was a little loose with the truth. And the guys that were actually on the helicopter...
Wait a minute. I want to stop. He absolutely flat-out lied, Kurt. He didn't just make a mistake. That's all bogus.
Well, Sam, you can't say somebody lied unless you're talking about, you know, a real patriot. Like, maybe you say that about Ron Paul or Sheriff Mack or you or me. But, you know, if you're a news... face, you know, a talking newsman,
especially in the mainstream press,
media, yeah, then you get a pass. But this guy, well, he's been fast and loose with the truth, which doesn't surprise me at all. But you know, he wasn't really on the helicopter he said he was on, and well, he says he's sorry about that, Sam.
Well, and here's my problem with it, Kurt. If he really apologized and said I lied, I wouldn't have respect for him. But I would, you know, here's the problem. Even in his recant or his admitting to the truth, he's not really completely admitting. It says, the headline says this, NBC's Brian Williams recants Iraq story after soldiers protest. Okay? That's the wordsmithing that I'm talking about. He recants the story, but it's kind of like, you know, I got mixed up between that flight and a different flight. It was a long time ago. I didn't really mean to. There was a little bit of confusion surrounding this. He's not really flat out saying I misled you intentionally to get ratings, to make myself more popular, to make people love me, whatever. He's not leveling even now, Kurt, and that's why I'm so critical. It's one thing to lie and get caught. It's another thing then to try to work your way out of the lie to where I didn't really lie, just got confused. I mean, I didn't really have sexual relations with that woman. I just, well, wow, I don't know what the word is. Okay, my problem is we're not even getting a real solid recant. And is he going to be let go over this, Kurt?
Well, Sam, I don't suppose he will. In fact, you know, what I find interesting is the NBC Newsboys had a network broadcast with a news story with the headline, quote, Target Iraq, colon, helicopter NBC's Brian Williams was riding in comes under fire. Oh, end quote. The only problem is, Sam, it wasn't really true. And, I mean, imagine the mainstream media not telling us.
Well, and it seems to me like the more mainstream it is, the more government it is, the more they act like they don't really need to tell the truth. And there's no real remorse for the problem. There's maybe remorse for being caught. Other than that, no accountability whatsoever. And I don't see heads rolling on this one at all. Sheriff Richard Max with us. Welcome back, brother.
Well, thanks a lot. Good to be with you. And I did hear about that story with Brian Williams. And I think, though, if you look back at Dan Rather making up stuff and having the problems he did, I think it's pretty much just, you know, they do this all the time, but very rarely do they get caught. And when they get caught, it doesn't really matter, just like this one with Brian. Nobody's going to do anything about it. And, you know, so it's just more of the same what we've always known, that the media has been biased and that they're leading us astray whenever they want, and you never know what you're going to get from the mainstream media.
But they do it for our own good, Sheriff. This is, you know, just to take good care of us. I mean, otherwise, I mean, imagine if we got the truth from them. I mean, Americans would be upset and, you know, probably, you know, wouldn't watch maybe as many shows on TV. And they might even call their congressman. I mean, that would just be a mess.
Yeah. Well, my problem with the whole thing is this. If it's a conservative person, then they basically make sure that the head rolls, that you're absolutely fired or let go. That would not be tolerated at all. It would be unacceptable. However, it seems to me that the conservatives, or the whatever you want to call them, if you believe in the left-right paradigm lie in the first place, they somehow let this go, Richard Mack.
Well, yeah, they do. And what they're after is, like Kurt was alluding to, they're after ratings, they're after newspaper sales, whatever sells and whatever makes them bigger and better and richer. They're not, they don't go, it's just like county attorneys and prosecutors. How do we win this case? It's not, how do we prove the truth in this case? How do we, as the media, how do we expose the truth and help expose what's really going on? And it's just like the White House press corps. The ones that play ball with the president and are pro the president, they're the ones that get the attention. They're the ones that get pointed to when it's time to ask questions. And it's just a game that they have played for decades. And this is just goes back to the bumper sticker that says, I believe half of what the media says, or I believe half of the liberal media. I mean, it is a liberal media, but it's also a dishonest media.
I heard that big time. But don't worry, the new media is taking center stage and giving these suckers a run for their money. By the way, welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, CSPOA.org. If you want to help Sheriff Richard Mack, donate and then get a box, a case or two or three of his books and or the DVDs that are available now, the National Press Club DVD or some of our convention DVDs. He'd love your financial support in that regard. But we need to get an update on your health. We know you had a heart attack a couple of weeks ago, but it sounds like you're doing better, sir.
Yeah, I am. And, in fact, this morning I feel really good. I just walked my little granddaughter over to the school, which is very close. It's just across the street. But I felt really chipper this morning. And so I hope that continues throughout the day. But I will tell you, it's very up and down, even in one day. And like yesterday, I mean, I felt good a couple of times. I felt bad a couple of times. And then, you know, about siesta time, about one or two, I need to sit down. And sometimes I actually fall asleep. And if the phone will quit ringing, I will get in a little nap.
You know what I would recommend? I would recommend you turn off that phone. That and sleep is going to help your body heal, and you ought to take that little
siesta. Forward it to Sam.
Forward to me, I'll
number
take it.
To Sam. Yeah. He's up for sure. He's on a monster.
I'll do this.
Strong.
I'll be like, this is Matt.
That's usually who's calling.
Well, then it'll stop me from calling, won't it?
No. I want to take the calls. And, but, you know, sometimes I get a nap in. But I will say there's been no day yet where I'm back to complete normal feeling and activity, and where I have my normal strength and energy. That has not happened one day. It has not happened one minute since the heart attack. But again, I'm patient, and my son keeps reminding me that I got my butt kicked really royally, and that this is going to take a while to recuperate. And I'm grateful for a second chance of life, and we're my wife and I. Thank the good Lord every day that we're still together and that we're able to enjoy each other's company and enjoy our grandkids and enjoy life. And, boy, I'm never going to take that for granted. And I've cut out soda pop, which I should have done a long time ago.
All right. You can stop now.
Yeah.
You are serious.
Now, let me ask you this, then. Are you still planning to move to the different county and run for sheriff? What's going on?
That's still on the plan, but if I don't feel any better than I do now, then I'll have to wait. Because we were hoping to move in April or May at the latest, and right now I don't feel like moving across the street, let alone moving up to Sholo or Snowflake. So it might be postponed a little, I don't know. But we've got a lot of time to decide that.
All right. And the good news is the CSPOA, believe it or not, is getting better organized and moving to the next level of success as we speak. It's happening because there's a lot of folks jumping in. Rick and Sam and Tim and Kurt and Tanya and many others are absolutely taking on some of the weight. We're putting a new board.
Especially that Kurt guy, man. I'll tell you what, he's so impressive. It's just a...
give that dude a pupusa, and he's off to the races, that's for sure. And all I'm telling you is there's a lot of people jumping in. We've got an executive board now put together. We've got an advisory board. We're working on the invitations to go out to those people who have invited the advisory board. Just tremendous stuff is happening with the CSPOA, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, there is. And I'm looking at a letter right here from Eddy County Sheriff.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, filling in for Joyce Riley on the Power Hour. Sam McCannisting live with Liberty Roundtable. Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun on the broadcast. His health is doing better, but it's a day-by-day scenario. We need your financial support to help him take care of his medical bills, so we want you to buy a case or five of his books and or the DVDs or become a member of the CSPOA. It all happens at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org. By the way, if you want his books and DVDs, they are available at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. 20% off right now on a variety of products at the Power Mall as well. So we appreciate that. And I apologize I didn't do a proper outro for the last break. We're trying to simulcast and sync up several clocks. It's very difficult to do, to say the least. But anyway, thanks for your patience. Sheriff Richard Max with us. We're talking about Sheriff Scott London of Eddy County, New Mexico, wrote an open letter to the IRS. And he gave us a copy of it. He's a constitutional sheriff. And he said, Richard Mack, I want you to have this letter. Chris Ann Hall trained my whole sheriff's office. And now I wrote this open letter to the IRS. Max got it in his hand, and he's ready to read it. Sheriff, you're up.
Well, Sam, I want to do a little preclude here, a forward.
Please, sir.
How many times am I on your show, and how many times have you been at our conventions where we have talked about there being a solution left to us in America today?
Probably hundreds.
Every time. Yeah, every time.
Probably can't even count that many.
Yes, sir.
But now, once again, we have living proof that what we have been doing is working. And what if we had the funding to take us to the next level where we were doing this kind of training in every sheriff's office in the country, or let's say half of them. Let's say about 1,500 sheriff's offices where we said, we have this training available to you. We will come to you. We will do regional training if you could get neighboring sheriff's offices to attend. Or we will come and do it. And we will go to your sheriff's associations and we will provide this training so that you'll be able to protect and defend your citizens against the tyranny of the federal bureaucracies and federal bureaucrats who believe that their policies supersede the Constitution. This is one time where we have, again, a sheriff standing against the federal government, and in this particular case, the IRS. This is the solution in action. You now, America, you now have the evidence, and I'm going to read it to you. And if anybody would like a copy of this, just email me at sheriffmack@hotmail.com, and I'll send it back to you. You can see it for yourself. And this is exactly what we said. Put them on notice first.
Sheriff, we're also going to put it up on the CSPOA website, aren't we?
Yes. Yes.
And that way people can download it. That way the word will spread. We'll send it out so that people can get a copy. In my opinion, this is serious business. This is what we've been praying for and hoping for forever.
Yes.
And the good part is, believe it or not, Scott London, and they're calling him the new sheriff in town. And they say he's got big changes in the works. Boy, does he, sir.
Yeah, he was just elected 2 years ago. And anyway, this is living proof, America. All you listeners on the Power Hour, all you listeners on Liberty Roundtable, you now have the evidence that this is working. And what if we were to be able to duplicate this 10 times over, 100 times over? We can, but it's not going to be because we sit on our hands and pray that this will happen. We must get involved, and this is what we've been telling everybody for years now, and it's coming to fruition. This is the first time that we've had a sheriff do this towards the IRS. And this is, again, on Eddy County, a letterhead from Sheriff Scott London to the Internal Revenue Service, attention Darlene Jones. And that's addressed in Phoenix, the Phoenix IRS office. Dear Miss Jones, on September 17, 2014, an order in the aforementioned cause to sell the properties defined in the order as the Lake property, the Tulip property, blah, 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 West Edward property, was issued. On October 3, 2014, Mr. Carter, that's the citizen that's being attacked by the IRS, an appeal with the U.S. Court of Appeals received by the U.S. District Court in Las Cruces, New Mexico, on October 8, 2014, and subsequently filed with U.S. Appellate in Denver. This action has proven that Mr. Carter has not yet exhausted nor waived his due process. And whereas Amendment 5 of the Constitution of the United States, a.k.a. the Bill of Rights, states no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, end quote. And whereas Section 18 of the New Mexico Constitution also states, quote, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. It is therefore...
All right, hang tight. Let's finish the letter in seconds.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable Live, the Power Hour, simulcasting Sheriff Mack, our guest, reading an open letter to the IRS from the good sheriff in Eddy County, New Mexico, doing a great job. His name is Scott, Sheriff Scott London. We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun. And David A. Clark Jr. wants to participate in the broadcast, too.
Al Sharpton ought to just shut up and go back into the gutter that he came from.
That's what I'm kind of saying, too. I concur with him. I kind of like that. What do you think, Sheriff Mack?
Al Sharpton ought to just shut up and go back into the gutter that he came from.
We all know how much we love Sheriff Clark, man. He's a great guy.
Well, and it just goes to show this isn't about race like they claim. That's a lie. It's an intentional divide. It's wicked. It's evil to pit us against one another. We're all Americans, and we need to stand together. And you know what? By your hard work, you can be somebody in America no matter who you are. Just ask David Clark Jr. Just ask Ben Carson. Just ask. We can start naming them left and right. Just ask Alan Keyes. Just ask. The list goes on and on and on. And I'm telling you right now that we've really got to double down on that and not let them divide us over these things. This is an American issue. Scott London, I don't even know what color he is. I'm guessing he's white. But he's from Eddy County, New Mexico. He's telling the IRS to fly a kite. He wrote an open letter. We got a copy of it to the IRS, and he's basically saying, hey, I'm not going to let you steal this man's property in my county. I'm not going to do it, Sheriff.
Yeah, Scott London, coincidentally, happens to be white. His wife happens to be Mexican. And
by the way, who cares?
I don't.
Well, she's a nice lady. She's a friend of mine. If she's not, I want her to get away from me.
Yeah.
That's all. And same with him, too.
Yeah, they're both really good people, and my wife and I have had lunch with them over in Artesia, New Mexico, which is right next to Carlsbad. And like I say, Carlsbad Caverns is a tremendous place to visit. So if your family or you want to go see a tremendous, one of the amazing wonders of the world, go to Carlsbad Caverns there and go shake Scott London's hand.
And that's why I'm good friends with David A. Clark Jr. and I say to Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton ought to just shut up and go back into the gutter that he came from.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, and Sheriff, by the way, when we had him on the radio, we were talking about how we ought to have a CSPOA event there in Carlsbad. But he was saying that the hotel rooms are kind of tight. I guess it's because of the oil, so maybe things are a little different now. But anyway,
yeah, there's some things that are booming there, and it is difficult to get a hotel room really close to that area. So you got to pick the right time to go when it's a downtime for Carlsbad, because there's always a lot of tourists there as well. But I guess I should finish this letter, huh?
Absolutely.
The punchline is now coming, folks. I want to remind everybody. You are now witnessing one of the few solutions we have left in America, and probably the most effective and immediate one that is evidenced in this letter from this great sheriff. Okay, we just finished with him giving the statistics and quoting the Constitution to the IRS, and specifically Ms. Jones, Darlene Jones of the IRS office in Phoenix.
And by the way, she might be using an alias. We don't even know if it's a real name, do we?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
But so he just got through saying that it is therefore obligatory that the sale scheduled for 19th of February 2015 be ceased. Now, you would think that would be enough. But he goes on, next paragraph, it's very short. Thus, I am notifying you that under compulsion to my oath to the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of New Mexico, I shall not allow the sales of these three properties on February 19, 2015. Sincerely, Scott M. London. Eddy County Sheriff, New Mexico. And Sam, I got to tell you, you have to understand, and he CC'd that to Kent Carter, who is the citizen involved and has been involved in this fight with the IRS for about 15 to 20 years, which is another absurdity that no sheriff should allow at any time, that we have to fight for our rights against this Gestapo organization 15, 20, 25 years, and they just keep going. And so now we have a brave sheriff that's showing everyone in America that there is a solution, that there are true Davids standing and doing what they're supposed to, keeping their word, keeping their oath, and keeping the peace for their citizens. And I would like to say that Kent Carter is a peaceful man, a law-abiding citizen, has never threatened the IRS and never done anything violent at all. And he's a peaceful man. He will not resort to violence, even in defense of his own property against these thugs of the IRS Gestapo. Now, the question I have, if you're the IRS, what do you do? What do you really do here? And my suggestion to the IRS, and I hope Ms. Jones and the IRS director in Washington, D.C. is listening. If you really want to do what's best here, you will send Scott London, Sheriff London, you will send him back a letter and thank him for his concern and notify him that we will wait on this until all due process has been exhausted by Mr. Carter. If they're smart, that's what they will do. So
time will tell. Kurt asked if this is the IRS agent's real name, and I brought that up a little bit ago, Kurt. I think you must have been MIA at the time.
Yeah, I know. I heard that. I heard that, but I just wanted to remind you that my special agent during my special time with the IRS, actually during the Bogrights for President campaign, happened to be named Bo. And so I kind of doubt that they always use their real name. In fact, later when we went and looked for them, they didn't have any record of Bo. They couldn't find him.
Yeah, that's how they do it, because they're afraid of real accountability. And one of the things that the Sheriff Scott London might consider doing if this IRS agent does not obey the law and respect his jurisdictional authority here is he might want to sue that individual personally. Because they're not acting within the scope of their authority and or office at all.
Yeah, and, you know, what if Mr. Carter then sued the IRS because they refused to follow the order of Sheriff London, and then Sheriff London testifies for that guy, yes, the IRS did not follow the law. The IRS did not follow proper procedure. They did not follow the Constitution of New Mexico or United States.
They violated due process.
They violated due process, and I even warned them not to violate due process for this citizen. Now, of course, Mr. Carter should win his lawsuit. So the millions of dollars he has asked for is totally reasonable. The IRS was out of control, and they have been for decades, and we now have a sheriff and a citizen standing up to them, and the IRS is so shocked. They don't know what to do because somebody's actually telling them no.
This is better than a McDonald's I'm loving it stuff. Come on.
Boy, you're not a kid either.
Now, by the way, Joe Bannister has been helping a little bit too. Didn't Scott London reach out to Joe Bannister, a former IRS agent who we actually know his real name?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
So there's good support. Chris Ann Hall, Sheriff Richard Mack, Joe Bannister, Sam Bushman and company in the media. I'm just telling you right now, we're getting some good people around this good sheriff.
Well, and we might be needing to go there and get behind him even more. And if that's the case, then we sure will.
Kurt Crosby has Constitution. We'll travel.
Yep, absolutely. All of us do, and we will. And the good American people will be there with us. And so, you know, we might be planning an excursion to Carlsbad Caverns sooner than we anticipated. And so, yeah, look forward to that. But we will stand behind this man. And, folks, when we have asked you for your donations and to become members of the CSPOA, this is what it's for.
And the battle lines, in other words, when the what do you say, when the rubber meets the road,
yeah,
is literally 2 weeks from today then, right? Because he's given them until the 19th. The 19th will be the day they either have to take action and try to sell the properties or back down. So they're 2 weeks from today, right?
Yeah, that's it, yes. And the 19th is when the notice to Mr. Carter from the IRS says that they'll be selling his property. So Scott London says, now, don't you love this part? I tell you what, when I first read this part, I got tears in my eyes. I am notifying you under compulsion to keep my oath of office. I shall not allow the sales of these properties on February 19th. I shall not allow the sales of these properties. And that's exactly what our resolution, our CSPOA resolution, tells the IRS. We tell them no. But it's proper notification to federal bureaucrats that you're not going to continue business as usual, crime as usual, that you've been getting away with for decades. It's not going to happen in my county. That's what we've been saying. That's what the Oath Keeper message is. That's what the CSPOA message is. That's what the message is from the Constitution itself and the state constitutions. These are rules against government bureaucrats and politicians. And now we have somebody implementing it, and these poor bureaucrats absolutely don't know how to handle it, and they won't know how to handle this. And again, if they're smart, they're going to obey Sheriff London.
Hey, you know, I don't know what I want to see, though. I want to be a fly on the wall. I want those IRS agents to waltz into London's county, and I want them to try to take action, and I want them to toss those suckers in the drunk tank, and I want to see some IRS agents get arrested, man. Wouldn't that be cool? We could do reality TV, man, put that sucker up on YouTube and get millions of hits, I'll bet.
Well,
you know, one of our...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say one of our best buddies reminded me to, remind the audience that you've got to go to GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMac and or the CSPOA.org and do your best to contribute, either purchase and or contribute. Our buddy Steve reminds me from out in Kansas that, hey, that needs to be done, and he is right. I always want to remind him to, just go ahead and call, and that's a good way for us to remember. But anyway,
couldn't agree
thank
more.
You, Steve.
Yeah, amen to that. It's about medical bills. It's about taking care of business. But, Richard, do you think your heart could handle watching some IRS agents get arrested on the spot by Sheriff Scott London?
That'd be fantastic.
I could die a happy man after watching that.
It's almost like, I wouldn't say your life mission is over. Don't misunderstand me.
Yeah.
But it's almost like you've seen the fruits of your labors in real time, in reality, defending a good, honest American, defending property rights. But it just doesn't get better than this, does it?
A good, honest American sheriff defending a good, honest American citizen. And to see the work that we, you, me, Kurt, a lot of others with the CSPOA, to see it come to fruition and to culminate in something like this, that a sheriff has the courage and the humility and the persona of a David, a true David, and to stand the way he has and to do this is I cannot tell you how gratifying it is. And that when I first got his email last night, I literally had tears coming out of my eyes. And it is so gratifying because one.
And Richard Mack woke up from his nap and he called me and he said, "Sam, are you sitting down?"
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. And so to see this happen, and I hope and pray that this is the beginning, that this is the first sheriff of hundreds that will do the same in protecting their citizens, in true protection and service.
You got that right, and I want to point out a principle. I was reading a friend of mine's newsletter, so I don't get complete credit for this quote, but I made it up on the spot. It's a modified version of a quote they gave in their newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people believe that America's just full of bad, and I agree there's plenty of bad to go around. There's plenty of wrong, there's plenty of tyranny, there's plenty of evil, there's plenty of. We live in perilous times, to say the least. I get all that. However, I came up with this quote modified from another quote that I had. And the new quote that I came up with, Richard Mack, and I want to kind of double down on this as we finish out this segment. The bad gets worse, but the good gets better. We got to keep that in mind. How, you've been at this fight for 20 plus years. How many sheriffs have you seen take on the IRS like this?
Maybe one other, and it was Dave Mattis back in the early 90s. The first consummate constitutional sheriff in America. No, it was not Richard Mack. It was Dave Mattis in Bighorn County, Wyoming. And he actually stood in the recorder's office and would not allow the IRS to put liens on property of people in his county. So
one becomes two, then becomes the few, then becomes many. And I'm telling you right now, we got to keep this fact in mind. And I'm going to say the quote again. The bad gets worse, but the good gets better.
And that's what we're seeing here. And this good person, Scott London, has just gotten better. And
but it's a good person, Scott London, back in a good person, this guy fighting the IRS in the first place, right?
Absolutely.
You got to give the property owner credit, too.
Totally, yes. He is also very humble, and he's a true patriot. He loves his country. It's all about God, family, and country for him. And he has a sheriff that has been humble enough to listen and to learn and then courageous enough to put it in action. And that's all we want with our sheriffs. And I believe that there's a lot of good people who are sheriffs in this country. And once you put the right information in front of these sheriffs, they're going to do the right thing. And that's where you, the American people, come in. You must get involved in this process. Scott London did not do this on his own. He got the information put in front of him. He got all this information and put it in front of his entire office so they know what he's doing, so they're converted to what in the Constitution, and now here it is in action. And should we be doing this in every state and in every county? Do you want us to do this in every state and every county? Then get involved with us.
Oh, and by the way, Sheriff Mack, we can send out 100 copies of that letter to you for about 2 cents plus shipping per page. So if you want to get with us, we're happy to help out with that.
How many
pages?
Getting
ready to gear up the, it's just a one-page doc as far as I can see.
So it's 2 cents times 3,000 sheriffs. We got to send this to every sheriff, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
It cost me a little bit less than that, but that's...
Get a copy and take it to your sheriff.
That's right. That's right. Get them around to all your friends.
And if we got all the Power Hour people and the Liberty Round people starting to do that, man, this thing would go like crazy.
What if we get a hold of World Net Daily and see if they'll do one of their send it to all members of Congress plan?
Yep. Well, they need to hear it. Ben Swan needs to get this. You need to get this to Joseph Farah and everybody else that will listen.
All right, hang tight. Got a quick break on the Power Hour. Sam's going to talk and fill in. In the meantime, we'll come back with a final segment with Sheriff Richard Mack in seconds. We're talking about this incredible open letter from Sheriff Scott London in Eddy County, New Mexico. Open letter to the IRS saying, you're not going to take my citizen's property. That ain't going to happen. The showdown happens on February 19th. We'll tell you all about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live and...
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Are you telling me to change cover?
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, back with the live. live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, Sheriff Richard Mack for the final segment of the simulcast, the Power Hour. Do business with the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Let them know, hey, there's 20% off on a lot of products. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Ask for Richard Mack's books by name. Are You a David? Ask for the CSPOA Conventions DVDs. Ask for the National Press Club DVD. And other fine products. Do business with the good guys. So Sheriff Scott London, Eddy County, New Mexico, sent an open letter to the IRS and told the IRS, you're not going to steal my citizen's property. There's a lawsuit right now in effect by the citizen against the IRS saying you violated my rights, you don't have the right to my property. And the battle has to do with a very simple issue. Sheriff Scott London is not a radical. He's just simply saying, IRS, there is a due process here. You have not protected due process, and you must. And so this issue is very simple and very clear. IRS, you must obey the law too, and this is a due process issue, and I'm going to make sure my citizen receives due process based on the law. It's that simple, right, Sheriff?
It is that simple. And, you know, once the federal bureaucrats learn the process and learn that sheriffs are not going to allow them to continue their criminal activity, then we're all going to get along a lot better. But for them to have this attitude, you just do what we say, because if you don't, we're going to really get you, and we're going to go after Scott London, and we're going to audit him, and we're going to charge him with interfering and blah, blah, blah. If they take that kind of attitude, this thing is going to blossom like a rose. It's going to crescendo. It's going to mushroom all across this country. It will unite sheriffs. So no matter what the IRS does, we win. This is a win-win situation for the CSPOA, for the American citizen, and for sheriffs across this country, because there is no way that these sheriffs in this country are going to allow the IRS to take action against Sheriff London. He has done nothing wrong. Everyone knows he's done nothing wrong. And so if they get their pride up in this, they're going to be really in for a battle that they will not want.
It certainly does sound like an unlawful act, Sheriff, to ask the government to keep the law. I mean,
yeah.
You know, that's,
yeah,
that's definitely
that, yeah, that is definitely an act of defiance. And it's incredible that someone would actually tell the IRS, you have to follow the law. Oh, no. Well, we're going to arrest you then. Yeah. So, no, they will be very smart to play a low-key role in this and just say, okay, Sheriff London, we'll wait. We can wait. You know, no problem. We respect what you said, and we respect your authority. If they do that, that's going to be their smartest move. But, you know, how often is the IRS smart? I don't know.
Time will tell, but it also could unravel the whole government's lie on taxes and the authority of the IRS in the first place. 90% of their actions are unconstitutional and unlawful and abusive and hostile and violate due process and violate property rights. I mean, I could go on forever, Sheriff.
It's been going on forever. And, yes, you're absolutely correct. It might even be more than 90%. But it is high, and it has been extremely abusive. And the IRS is, without question, the biggest culprit in Washington, D.C., as far as violating the rights of citizens.
We're flat out of time, but I'm going to end with the statement again. The bad gets worse, but the good gets better. A kudos and a hat off to Sheriff Scott London and to Sheriff Richard Mack. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I shall not allow the sales of this property.
Amen to that. We'll help out all we can. For Sam and Kurt and Joyce Riley and the crew at the Power Hour on Liberty Roundtable, we thank you. Do business with the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Ask about the 20% off deals and do it now as a favor to me, would you please? Donate to Sheriff Richard Mack and get involved in the CSPOA at CSPOA.org. And for Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and indeed will restore America. The only question left is, you going to help? LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.